This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military chief said Monday the country will respond after Iran launched an attack involving hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles, and cruise missiles over the past weekend. World leaders are urging Israel not to retaliate. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says all sides must show restraint to avoid a rising spiral of violence in the Middle East. French President Emmanuel Macron said Paris will try to convince Israel that we must not respond by escalating. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb told VOA's International Edition program Israel's tough talk is putting its allies in a difficult position.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken just said Monday that the U.S. does not seek escalation with Iran. They do not seek war with Iran, but they will continue to support the defense of Israel. But this, you know, just, this can become a very complicated and a very quickly become a tit for tat that gets bigger and bigger and bigger and can engulf the entire region into even more tensions.
The UN Human Rights Office said Tuesday Israel is placing unlawful restrictions on humanitarian aid going into and being distributed in the Gaza Strip. The UN High Commission for Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani told reporters in Geneva Tuesday that Israeli forces continue to carry out widespread destruction of civilian infrastructure in Gaza. The High Commissioner repeats that there must be an immediate ceasefire. The hostages must be released and full unfettered humanitarian aid must be allowed to flow immediately into Gaza, Shamdasani said. Israel has defended its military campaign in Gaza as targeting the Hamas militant group and has accused Hamas of operating in civilian areas. The flame that is to burn at the Paris Olympics has been kindled at the site of the ancient games in southern Greece. Mary Mina, an actress playing the role of the high priestess, set the torch ablaze surrounded by an all-female cast of other priestesses in ancient Olympia. The ceremony took place after speeches from organizers of the Paris Games and the president of the International Olympics.